Reed, I followed your band for quite some time, and the addition of Wendy Lewis is quite a surprise and a very pleasant one. How, in your point of view, does Wendy add to the Bad Plus sound?
Well, I think it enables us, obviously, to go some places that we wouldn't go otherwise. You know, just having the presence of the human voice in there and lyrics, it you know, it gives another dimension of meaning to the music. And you know, it's also kind of it's another compass point. You know, it's sort of like another thing that we can hang what it is we do upon.
And I've heard that you were looking for a rock singer when you were choosing a vocalist for the band as opposed to a jazz singer. Why were you looking for a person of Wendy's talents specifically?
I think it was more about just, you know, approach to song. We wanted someone who would instinctively have a direct approach to the music, you know, because I think one of the things we do is sort of undermine the sort of overriding clarity that's happening. But we need, always in what we do, we want to have this sort of pure delivery of the melody.
How has your studies in classical music at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia informed your later development in your career?
Well, I think it's given me just a broader palette from which to compose and ways to hear music. I think certainly the harmonic language of classical music is something that's important in the Bad Plus, and you know, a general sense of compositional structure that comes from classical music certainly has an influence on the way we write and the way we arrange things.
Why did you choose the neoclassical music pieces on the new record?
Well, it's some music that we like and we find interesting and challenging, and I think it's something that hasn't been done much, you know, to bring that music into this sort of context, and we felt like we had something to say with that music, and we enjoy playing it, and we enjoyed the challenges of arranging it and bringing it into sort of, you know, taking it out of its native context and putting it into ours.
How has Andrew Hill and his contemporaries from the 1960s influenced your music?
Well, you know, Andrew Hill is one of the great composers and unique voices of a composer in jazz and a great piano player as well. You know, I think the three of us were always, you know, attracted, of course, to the traditional masters, but also to the outsiders. I think, in a sense, you could say that about Andrew Hill. He's not, you know, mentioned in the same breath as like the giants of jazz, always, you know, like Miles Davis and Duke Ellington. But it's important to have those outsider voices, and I think that really was something that inspired us to, you know, to create for ourselves. We can't always, you know, the jazz world sometimes suffers a little bit from this overly reverent approach to the music and the masters and all that. And, you know, there have always been people on the fringe, and including the masters themselves were outsiders at one point or another. And Andrew Hill is certainly a master, by the way. I don't want to try to have any confusion about what I'm saying.
Your music in some ways recalls the brilliant music of Sun Ra in its daring and power and depth.
Oh, thank you.
It's very powerful. And I was wondering, when you pick songs to cover, how do you create the impression of moments of musical chaos while actually following a harmonic direction that I can tell that you guys are following?
I think a lot of that comes from our interest in the avant-garde, but yeah, you know, the thing about us is we're really rooted in this very fundamental quest for clarity in music. But at the same time, you know, we're drawn to the avant-garde. We're drawn to other kinds of you know, just other ways to express ourselves, and certainly, you know, all kinds of different music. And, you know, it's not really something that's planned out so much as it's the result of us just kind of being ourselves.
How have you changed your sound for the new record?
How we've changed our sound? Well, I think that just with the presence of Wendy, it's a much more... The intention of doing this music is to really honor these songs and to have a space, to create a space for Wendy in them as well. So, you know, I think because she's involved, we definitely thought about the arrangements in a different way. And I think in a certain sense that a lot of these songs are much more introspective than some of our arrangements have been in the past.
And how are they more introspective?
I suppose there's more space. A lot of the tempos are a bit slower. We're kind of luxuriating in the sound of another voice in the band, and also just the basic element of the melody being delivered by her. You know, lets us kind of, you know, soak that in as the music's going on.
For example, in How Deep Is Your Love?
For example.
What progressive jazz artists inspire you, and is there any bassist who has most strongly influenced your development?
Well, I started playing bass because of hearing Charlie Hayden. He was really the main inspiration for why I wanted to play this instrument, but, you know, there's a long list of great bass players and just musicians in general that inspire us all to play music. And, you know, a lot of, we were talking about, you know, outsiders before, a lot of our heroes, people like Ornette Coleman or, you know, Keith Jarrett or even John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, they're people who, you know, inspired a lot of controversy, but, you know, we're just driven to find their own path in music, and we think that's really the most important thing.
How do you reconstruct a song?
Well, you know, we sort of agree on some things that are essential to it, and try to sometimes, you know, the way that we treat those essential things can vary, but we try to exploit them in some way, and, you know, just kind of try to take it apart and look at it from all kinds of different angles and put it back together again, and sort of with the idea of it becoming our own piece of music in a way. We're not trying to go and recreate the original song. That's not the motivation behind doing any of these songs. But to take music that we like, that we find interesting, that we're drawn to for whatever reason, and, you know, give it our perspective.
And I think as a follower of your band for the last several years, I can see and hear your personality as a band shine through all the tunes that you've interpreted on all of your records and all the performances that I've heard of or seen in person.
Well, thank you. That's always the goal, to have a voice, you know, a recognizable personal voice.
On the recording Prague, what was the inspiration for your compositions, Physical Cities and Giant?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't have a specific inspiration. So I can tell you that for Physical Cities, I was, you know, thinking about sort of heavy metal music and, you know, some of the things that I like that are done, that metal bands do, these kind of rhythmic, like heavy figures that are sometimes very rhythmically complicated. So that was kind of a jumping off point for that composition. And Giant, actually that's a song that came out of, in between songs when the band is being introduced, Dave and I, a lot of the times just improvise little short, you know, background music. And that was something approximating the bass line of Giant was played once, and Dave liked it. He said, you should write a song based on that. And so I sort of took what I remembered of what he was talking about and wrote a song.